Good morning, Kirk Franklin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
That's good. I already set this up, so, you know, I asked Jay to get all the jokes out before you do this because you're really serious about this. And Jay said, no jokes until maybe next hour after you're gone. And but what happened on the Dove Awards? I didn't see the Dove Awards, which aired on Saturday, and I know how they edit.
Yeah.
I know how they edit acceptance speeches, and you had a speech that was really edited for broadcast, and you wanted to get that speech out.
Well, you know, thank you for having me, man, and you know, I'll be very, you know, very, very honest with you. You know, there's a lot of disappointment that I want to talk about this morning to the audience listening, and I'll be very transparent with you guys. You know, I am very upset about the fact that a couple of weeks ago, the Dove Awards, and people who may not know what the Dove Awards are, it's the Christian Music Awards, kind of like the Stellar Awards, but it's more for white contemporary Christian music. And they've done a very, very excellent job in including many African-Americans who do gospel music into their award show. And they've done very good throughout the years, you know, of just really being inclusive of our music as well. And I was blessed to win an award that night. And I used the platform to talk about how the silence coming out of the church on what's happening with racial equality and what's happening with killing, you know, just killings, what's happening with young black men or even police, that the church's silence on this is becoming very numb, and we should really be disappointed in ourselves, and we should be the ones controlling the narrative and not the world. If we're Christians and we know that the message of Christ was also about social healing as well, we should be leading the charge. And the response that night, Tom, I'm going to be 100, man, it was incredible. Cause
how so?
Because you have about 80, 85% of the audience, not just the audience, are non-African Americans. And so I talked about, you know, that we should be talking to our churches and at our concerts and in the white communities that if we're silent, not saying something, you're saying something. That when you see a policeman killed, if you don't say something, you're guilty. If you see a young black boy being killed, if you're silent and don't say anything, because this year there's been a lot of silence in a lot of the white pulpits, you know, we have not heard from them. You know, we'll hear when a white policeman gets killed, which is so unfortunate, and you know, that's something that should never be justified. Or, you know, the noise that we hear about wanting to elect Donald Trump is so loud that it sends so many mixed messages about the heart of Christ, because a lot of this man's stances and his character has not always represented that, and so we should be very loud, and we should say something. Man, it was a standing ovation. You know, the response
really?
Was like, you know what? Oh, man. Oh, bro. Standing ovation. Like, you know what? We need to take the charge. We ain't been doing our job. We ain't been standing up. We ain't been saying nothing a lot when these young black men are getting killed, when this is racial tension. We don't really say, man, it was beautiful. I was so proud of it.
So what's the next step on that, then?
Let me share with you my frustration first. The show aired on TBN. Many people who may not know TBN, TBN is a privately held Christian network. Comes on and they do a lot of, you know, a lot of preachers. They do a lot of church services, and it comes on television, right? TBN. Well, the Dove came on TBN, and what also was a problem that night, Tom, I was there with a nonprofit organization that is called the Expectations Project. And what they believe is they believe in focusing on getting Christians more involved in education equality, meaning that your zip code should not determine what type of education you get. You know what I mean? Really strong stance, right, y'all? Right? Really strong stance that if you live in Compton, you should get the same education as somebody that lives in Beverly Hills, correct?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So
right.
I was there for that event as well. And boy, I was there and I spoke about that as well. So the show comes on and they edit my speech. Now, it's not personal because I've been edited before, you know, so I ain't got a problem with that. And they totally took out the entire appeal for getting church folk more involved and making sure that kids who have been living in rich neighborhoods get education, the same equal education. They took that whole piece out. And what upset me about my speech is, Tom, when TV shows edit, they edit for advertisers so they can have the room for commercial breaks, correct?
Right.
TBN don't have no commercials.
Oh.
They have no commercials. Nor do they have scripted or any television programming, you know, like Blackish, or they don't run any shows like Scandal. You know that they just
so you don't have to. So they don't have to edit for time.
They don't have to edit for time because all of their programming is churches and preachers paying to be on television,
including the Dove Awards.
Including the Dove Awards. So you are a Christian network that should be leading the charge on racial equality because you Christians. In other words, if the hospital can't get it right, then where do the patients go? And it was very disappointing. And I want them to know, I am so embarrassed of the way that Christians have been handling a lot of the issues and the culture this year over the last few years. It is very heartbreaking how silent we are, how hypocritical we are, you know, because no respect, because I'm the number one center. Now, if there's a top center on the planet, it's Kirk Franklin. So I don't say this like I'm clean. But we'll let preachers on TV, on TBN that have gotten divorces, that have been in affairs, and we never say anything. We don't edit them.
So, Kirk, did you contact them?
No. What I wanted to do is to use this opportunity right now to talk about my disappointment. In them, and I want them to know that I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in my community, especially in that community, that you had the opportunity to showcase how a community came together. I'm so proud of the Dove Awards. I'm so proud of a lot of my white Christian brothers and sisters that night, man, because, man, it was beautiful. Man, they came up and said, Kirk, yeah, I'm glad you said something because, man, you know what? We need to be doing better on this. Tom, it was beautiful that night. And people really took the charge of going back to their communities.
We should all call TBN. Now, Kirk, I'm rushing you off because I do have commercials.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, man. And I am disappointed because the church, we need to do better.
And congratulations on your daughter. You father of the bride recently. Congrats.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
All right, man.
Thank you.